With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem has issued an executive order to merge two state departments, Agriculture and Energy and Natural Resources, into one agency. The new organization will promote agriculture and preserve natural resources. Hunter Roberts is the DENR Secretary and Interim Ag Secretary. He supports merging the two departments and says that would create more efficient operations. Roberts points to an example of streamlined regulations.
So if I'm going out to a dairy to inspect them for the health issues, so dairies get inspected twice a year by the Department of Agriculture. One of those times, we're going to have a cross-trained member of our team to inspect them also for their outside inspection on the feedlot side of things.
Roberts says cross-training inspectors can create a bigger presence across the state and limit interactions with farmers and ranchers to two times a year. The proposal eliminates at least five full-time positions between the departments. Roberts says the merger would save money, but it's unclear how much. He says department budgets would also merge.
They'll be officially merged when the new fiscal year starts July 1st.
The 2021 fiscal budget shows the Department of Agriculture had allocated $47.5 million. The DENR budget totaled $25.9 million. The combined agency budget would have roughly $73 million. If the legislature does not take any action within 90 days, the merger will go through under the executive order.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
Joe Biden has said he'll revoke the presidential permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. Sources say that revocation could happen Wednesday after the inauguration. A Cheyenne River woman who has fought against South Dakota permits for years says she hopes this time the pipeline project will die. Victoria Wicks has this report.
Elizabeth Lone Eagle's fight against the Keystone XL pipeline has been prolonged and personal. Now she believes Joe Biden will bring an end to that battle.
If it actually happens, we'll be dancing for joy and trying to see when we can plan a party. Can't do it during a pandemic, but you know.
The Cheyenne River woman has testified many times since 2014 before the State Public Utilities Commission and the Water Management Board. Although disappointed, she has not been surprised by the state's granting of permits. But she has been discouraged by the on-again, off-again nature of the presidential permit, marked by changes in administration and years of studies, state and federal hearings, and lawsuits that have alternately shut down or resurrected the project. She calls it the zombie pipeline because it keeps coming back from the dead. Lone Eagle says the years of doing battle have led to insecurity, a sense that she and her family are not safe. But she says tribal traditions and beliefs have supported her.
As tribal people, you know, in our way, our traditional spiritual beliefs are the pipe.
Lone Eagle refers to the Chinunpa, the sacred ceremonial pipe. She tells of an exchange between the late Deborah Whiteplume, another water protector, and Canadian tar sands promoters.
One of the things that she said in a meeting they were trying to have, she told them that our pipes are stronger than your pipes.
The Keystone XL pipeline is still tied up in lawsuits in Montana and Nebraska. Even so, TransCanada has already constructed about 2 miles of pipe across the U.S.-Canada border and has done construction on pump stations and worker camps in Montana and South Dakota. Elizabeth Lone Eagle hopes this latest presidential proclamation will put a final end to all that. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Many thought one of South Dakota's top industries would take a huge hit in 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. But tourism officials say it wasn't as bad as some other states because of South Dakota's outdoor opportunities. From hiking in the Black Hills to driving through the Badlands, South Dakota's outdoor venues attracted tourists in 2020, and the State Tourism Board thinks 2021 will be the same. Hospitality businesses and organizations across the state are looking forward to a new year and a vaccine for a fresh start in 2021. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.